This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment.
In my studio. There he is. Hey, I actually bought your 50s album. What's the name of that? I love it.
1950s. It was called the Project 1950s.
I love the punk variant on that. I got a couple of songs I kind of do between the original and the new one, just a little effect. I got to go to calls. You guys are awesome. I apologize making you hold. We got the former head of the Misfits, his own super popular band right here. But I wanted to say something briefly about Ted Nugent. But I said I'd go to your calls, so we'll go to him now. But I'm going to briefly say at the start of the deal, because I admire Renegades. And I admire people that have paid a serious price for what they've done. And you know it's cost him over $100 million since Obama got in, where he was banned in the major sports stadiums everywhere by three cartels that run it. And he's happy to do that. He feels better. But I don't want to hear people say you can't make sacrifices. And on this road to liberty and freedom, people made a lot of sacrifices. A lot of folks go, well, I better put my head down and kiss ass.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll sell everything out. So we'll talk about it next segment. But right now, Jim in Canada, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I love you, Jim. I won't hold it against you. You got the same first name as Jim Acosta.
Unfortunate.
It's a joke. I got the same name as Alexander Soros.
I'm going to have to congratulate you guys on getting that deep fake into the C-SPAN video feed there. How you managed to pull that off. Oh, my God, I have no idea, but...
we're better than Industrial Light and Mad Gadget. We hijack satellite feeds and edit them in live time.
Yeah, that's going to be the top news tonight. Canadian conspires with Alex Jones to hijack... video feeds. That's it. New topic, new headline. Canada's going to come hunting for me now, I'm sure.
So what's on your mind? Is migrant caravan?
Migrant caravan, yeah, I was thinking that. And then I started thinking a bunch of other things. But now I'm thinking about how words and violence. And wasn't World War One started over a apparent besmirching of a woman's honor, which allegedly never happened but wasn't found out until after the husband...
And it started with a false flag on the Lusitania. And a British intelligence assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, yeah.
So it started with a bunch of fake BS.
It's a big line of BS to push a narrative so that they could go out and do crazy stuff. And then they did the same thing repeatedly over and over and over again.
So that's why they don't quit, because it's been working.
Well, it's because people lack critical thinking and common sense, and I think that's why the media is so terrified of you and the work that all of your employees do, is you guys think critically about it. Does this make sense? Is it rational? What are the alternatives? How could it play out if this was the case, if that was the case? That's why they hate you about Sandy Hook. You play devil's advocate, my friend. You can't do that. Arguing both sides of the coin and saying, hey, there's an edge here. You can't do that. That violates people's thoughts of right and
wrong. Well, you sound like a smart hombre. Let me ask you this, Jim. Soros has overthrown a bunch of governments with Antifa-type scum. He used Nazis in Ukraine. They're clearly launching all these attacks. I think it's a smokescreen for real attacks. What do you think?
If I knew where he was and I had the ability, I would go claim that a reward that the Russians have on him. That's what I would do. I wouldn't hesitate. I know it's chump change and Western money, but I'd go out and collect it in a heartbeat.
I don't want to turn him into a martyr, because now his little demon son is actually in commandment. But let me tell you, George Soros is a man.
I'm thoroughly anti-violence, but evil should be purged. And when you see the true evil that guy is, he's overthrowing nations for profit.
And the left worships him. Interesting points. God bless, Jim. Smart cookie. More calls straight ahead. Matt Bracken will be taking over. He'll ride shotgun. We got Michael Graves of the Misfits and so much more. And we've got riding the shotgun, Owen Schroyer. Calls straight ahead. We're in the thick of the battle now. Trump just dropped the hammer. He's got a bulldog AGN. He's only got 2 months to execute. We'll tell you how on the other side.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Assassination plans against major conservatives, and they're hung out to dry. They're going to be in Supermax prisons. Crank it up. I want to hear you. I want to hear you scream. Because you're going to be, you morons. What a group of idiots. Now that my car going about 180 miles an hour, I'll send those. Just joking on my petrol. 176. Here's the best part right here at the end of the song. I just want to hear you. I just want to hear you. Maybe you'll sing it for us, Michael.
Yeah. Although you try to fight, you drag from the silence where you hide. I think you scream.
I just want to hear you. Exactly. Stop. Scream out against the tyranny.
Right.
I just want to hear you. I can't wait to hear you. Bring it up. Great build up, man. And so what are you talking about there? It's what you're saying here. I can't wait to hear you. I can't wait to hear you. Get out of that silence. Quit lying to yourself. Get out of your box.
Right. Get out of that apathy, that silence where you hide. You have to come out. You have to scream. You have to scream it from the rooftops. You have to stand up and you have to. That's how you claim your life and your soul. You can't hide. You can't, especially not now. It's over. The hiding is over. The weakness is over. We have.
I'm going to go to Matt Bracken on these calls. We're going to ride shotgun for the rest of the hour if you want to. And we're going to continue on. This is the most epic moment ever, what's happening right now. It's so insane. I can't believe we're even on air during this period. The Civil War is on. The deep space mechanism move. There's no doubt. It's all on. I've talked to high-level folks. It's all just Pentagon's going. They've got the CENTCOM, the Marines. I mean, it's insane right now, folks. There's a deep state war going on. It is on like Donkey Kong with this new announcement. But just remember, he don't want me to tell the story. He told me the story. I later learned it from some other executives, so I'll tell the story briefly. I was out like 6 months ago at Ted Nugent's house here in Texas, and hanging out with him and doing a great interview. He got tens of millions of views until YouTube took it down. And he was talking about Americana and, you know, why he loved America and loved his mom, his dad, and everything else, and the spirit of Ted Nugent. Because he was doing this in the 60s when nobody else was. And he talked about how it didn't hurt him to lose the $10 million a year because he could sell out stuff everywhere in all these big stadiums, but it's three main leftist companies that control it, so he can only play it like city-owned arenas and things they don't control. But then he doesn't have access to the marketing, all of it. And they even told him, leave the Second Amendment. You can be anti-Obama. We've been told, stop being pro-Second Amendment, and you can go earn your own money. It's not like they're giving him money. They're going to let him go be successful. And you know what? Ted Nugent, like 9 years ago, 8 years ago, told him F off. And I knew that story. He told me. It was in confidence. I didn't break the confidence. I learned it from other people separately. And that's what everybody's going through here. You know how much more that makes me admire Ted Nugent? That he's lost over $100 million. To just say he believes in the Second Amendment. So when I get persecuted and they take our bank accounts, they lie about me and say I'm putting fake video out and all this other crap, that's what it takes to do this, folks. So let's not be wimps about this. A lot of folks go, we better kiss ass and go along with the system. No! Everything we've got, because men like Ted Nugent and people that got their arms and legs blown off gave even more for basic freedom. Gentlemen, comments on that?
Well, I just think that Ted Nugent understands and has the spirit of liberty, and part of that means you know you don't cooperate with tyrants. You have to stand against tyrants.
You don't negotiate with terrorists.
And I was actually talking to Michael during the break. I keep thinking about the scene at the beginning of the Patriot, Alex, where the redcoats come to his house, and he thinks, oh, I'm just going to cooperate. Everything will be fine.
They kill his son.
Then they kill his kids, and then what time is it? Time to kill. So,
well, he'd been a redcoat.
But the point is, you cannot cooperate. There is no agreeing with these people. They are full-blown authoritarians. So Ted Nugent understands. If I just cooperate, you know, I just won't go with the Second Amendment. They'll let me live and everything will be cool. No, Ted Nugent has a spirit of liberty. He says, no, there's no quarter with the tyrant. No, they're not going to give me quarter as soon as
That's what he said. It wasn't even a decision. That's a man. There wasn't even like, the money or the Second Amendment. There was no, and if we had that spirit again, it'd all be over. That's what created the prosperity. Michael?
My mind is going to epigenetics. And when we stand up and you take a stand, and what's inside of us then comes alive, and we're able to then expand our minds, expand our experience, expand our souls. We get closer together. Us. We
that's the real
we
wealth.
Get closer to God. Yes. Yes. And it's worth it. That's one of the things that separates us from the other side, is that connection to spirit, that connection to that force and that energy that makes us, brings us closer to God, and in the end saves us. We know that.
Can you not feel that force rising?
But that's the sad thing, is that people are consciously leaving that force. We're getting more in tune with it. We're feeling it. We're in it. And people are consciously trying to get away from it, get away from God.
And they're saying, they're fake. They're fake. They're not real. They're not real. They're not real. Matt Bracken, we're going to get into these calls. We're going to have you take over. I want you back tonight, too. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. You predicted the season of the false flags. This new AG, the way they're crapping their britches now, the establishment's so scared, activating the 900 Antifa groups, which I've been told by high-level folks, I'm going to leave it at that, that if you start seeing Antifa doxing a bunch of locations, that's the smokescreen for real attacks coming, not by them, but the real teams, Matt. What's your intel on the situation we're in right now?
I think that nobody should be eager for this, because it's going to be it can turn into a bloodbath very quickly. You know, it's not just formal groups, but, you know, when invasions happen throughout history, when civil wars break out throughout history, private actors use that period as a smokescreen.
There'll be bank robberies. It'll be like the Purge.
Or old vendettas, just people that have a grudge will know that there's no way the police are going to be able to CSI every murder. People get sniped at shot in an intersection. It's just going to be put down to the general mayhem. So people with their own personal grudges will be able to do things and just figure there's no way it's going to be examined. Then now's the chance.
No, I agree. But what do you call this period? How big's the attorney general move?
Well, it's this lame duck period is a period of super high danger, because for the next couple months, Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes and the heroes of the Freedom Caucus still control the committees. Now, the Democrats may, you know, boycott and say, we're not even going to sit, but the eight members on the Republican side can do a lot in the next 2 months.
No, I agree.
This
Trump
is their window
act
now to put out the FISA.
And so what should Trump do in the next 2 months?
Window. Well, this is their window, for example, to put out all the information about the FISA document and the deep state coup, all the information tying Fusion Gs, the DNC, all of these CIA spies, like the Australian diplomat, Halper, the CIA academic that set up Papadopoulos. It's time to put all of this stuff out. And I'm really glad that Trump preemptively put the military at the border. He would be so back on his heels if he waited till the caravans, you know, were approaching the border. Now, effectively, this puts the military in charge, which is constitutional, has nothing to do with posse comitatus when you're at the border. It's right in the Constitution.
So, Matt, let's expand on that. When we come back, we're going to call. Let's look at the triangulation of the attacks and the fact they're making their move. This is definitely a period where we're going to see the deep state counterstrike. And what do we know about this new attorney general and what he's about to do? From the behavior of the deep state and the globalists, it appears that they are stricken with fear. We're going to come back with Pastor Sam and Ryan and others, and Matt Bracken. Michael Graves is here as well, and Owen Schroyer. It's a big round table to the future, and we're all in it. Stay with us, spread those links, and break the censor's control.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, that's the previous Misfits singer, Glenn Danzig. Hollywood, Babylon, the evil Elvis. Matt, I want to take calls for a couple segments and let you take over here at the end. You've always got a lot of great points to add, but I'm sitting up here all cheerful about them firing the bad AG, obviously. So there goes the whole QAnon thing down the toilet. But the activation of Antifa and the calls for violence and them saying we're putting fake videos out that aren't fake, there's suddenly a new level or several levels of desperate lying, of threats. Now the View is saying that the woman at the White House attacked Acosta. It's not about Acosta. It's about the level of lying. What is the tactic here, and what would you call this period we're in right now?
I think this is like the kickoff or an interim period where we're going to see actions happening so fast that there's not time in between to sort them out and get to the truth. You know, one false flag will go out and its lie will stand as truth. And before the aggrieved party, the party that's actually being set up, can figure it out, another one happens. And this will take on a life of its own. It's going to accelerate into a feedback mechanism that basically has no brakes. And there could even be depending on who becomes a target. This thing with Tucker Carlson is very significant. When guys like Tucker Carlson have a mob outside, it's a very small step to Molotov cocktails through windows at night, and then to down the street rifle sniping.
They block the street off. The guy that leads it out of New York, this professor, is the same one that sent him after Cruz, and he's made fun of this, saying it's a great thing. He's the guy protected, funded by Soros. He's in charge of this. He says, kill cops, kill all white people. He's white, of course. You're an effing white male, and the guy's saying it's white. This is their plan. This, we call him Pez Dispenser Neck. You know who he is. This NYC professor, he is literally calling for war and death. So they're sending a mob out under the command of a guy that says our mission is to kill. So if I said my mission, which I'm not saying, it's hypothetical, is to go down and attack the Austin Police Department, and I believe they should all be killed, which I'm not saying. I'm saying in his stead. And then I show up with a mob of people. The cops have got their safeties off, Matt.
Yeah, this is pretty close to where you read the Riot Act and you demand people disperse or else. You know, if somebody's holding a Molotov cocktail on your lawn, that's one of the exceptions where you can shoot somebody outside your house. You don't have to, so it becomes more and more of a gray line. What if somebody else gets their house Molotoved and now a mob shows up at your house and you hear them talking about Molotov cocktails?
It's a clear and present danger. They've showed their intent.
Matt, don't you agree, though, that the police need to stop this now? Everyone that showed up at Tucker Carlson's house should have been arrested and detained for 48
hours. They're part of a terroristic threat. They're part of an organized racket. Because when they told Tucker's family on video, move out, get out. That's like the Klan coming to black people's house in Alabama and saying, move out of our town. If this is literal KKK crap. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, this is absolutely right. That Riot Act point is very true. And if Tucker came out on the front porch with a shotgun and fired over their heads, I mean, it didn't happen last night, but that's going to be something that happens soon. And now,
they're lucky they didn't show up at my house, man. Yeah.
Something important to understand, when a free, first-world, affluent country rolls into a civil war, it's much different than, say, it happening in El Salvador. In El Salvador, Tucker Carlson and Jim Acosta and everybody up the food chain, political, media, they already live in a gated community, fortified, in a condo behind a wall.
We're in a free society, so we're wide open.
We're all wide open. We have generals and CIA officials living in Falls Church and Maryland suburbs, and they've just got a house. You can drive up on the lawn if you want. You can take a truck and drive it across the lawn straight into
the America is
door.
A soft target to asymmetrical warfare.
And it's going to be impossible to unwind. Like, let's say the next guy, instead of a mob, it's a sniping, but it's a right-winger that's sniped. Will you assume that it's a left-winger that shot him? Or you know, we have a lot of really crazy people out here, and it's coming unraveled. After Pittsburgh, we know now, it's not just Antifa's, you know, the communists. There are, and I know that everybody to the right of Lenin is called a Nazi, and I get that. But there are swastika wearing, swastika flag, hard, cold national socialists.
No. So the crazy beehive is open, and this is a crazy time to be alive. Michael,
false flags. It's a time when false flags can be extremely prevalent because you have people who are very violent, willing to use the by any means necessary tactic.
No, I get it. Once hell breaks loose. Once the veneer of civilization is peeled back, everybody starts killing because it's open season. Let me tell you, civil war starts, I'm going to be very upset because I didn't stop it. But then once it starts, well.
I'm having anxiety over here because when you listen to Matt talk and taking in all of the information that you have, that we have, that we know, when you put all those pieces together and you think forward to where we've come, and I see the pictures that you're putting up outside Tucker Carlson's house, and that anxiety, because that spirit knowing where we're headed is terrible.
And this is a group run by a guy that says he wants to kill Trump's family. He wants to kill police.
Right? It's not. We're just. This is what we think is going to happen.
No, a group's coming that wants to kill.
They're saying it. They're saying that this is that they're coming to take out conservatives.
And you're not safe.
That's the truth.
But let's not forget.
That's true.
Let's not forget. This all stems from the biggest lies ever told. That Trump colluded with Russia, that Trump's a Nazi, that Trump's a KKK member. That's the background of this entire thing that justifies their violence, all perpetuated by CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post. If this civil war pops up, those are the news outlets responsible for it 100%.
Amen to that.
It's going to be military tribunals.
Agreed. We're going to come back with phone calls with Matt Bragg, and I promise we'll come back in 3 minutes. Michael, stay here. Michael Graves. Michael, plug your website for folks that haven't visited it.
OfficialMichaelGraves.com. OfficialMichaelGraves.com.
All right, and you guys, briefly, you have a pro-life demonstration and a flag laying event this weekend in Austin. Tell folks about that.
This Saturday at 10 a.m., we're meeting at a Texas State Cemetery, 909 Nova Soda Street in Austin, Texas. It's the Marines' birthday. We're going to lay, we got hundreds of flags. We're going to lay them at the Veterans Cemetery to honor our veterans. Then after that, at 1 o'clock, we have the Stop Government Funding of Abortion rally, which is going to be at the South Austin Planned Parenthood on Ben White Boulevard. We're going to have signs. Bring your own signs. You know, heck, bring your family. Honestly, it's going to be a really fun event. A lot of great people coming. Going to be a lot of camaraderie.
A lot of parking around there.
There should be plenty of parking.
290 and I-35. You can't miss it.
People coming from all over the states. Marines coming out. I'm really looking forward. So 1 o'clock Saturday, Stop Government Funding of Planned Parenthood protest at the South Austin Planned Parenthood. 10 o'clock that morning, we're celebrating the Marines' birthday, honoring the veterans by doing a flag lay at Texas State Cemetery.
And if you missed it, get your pen and paper ready. We'll tell you about it again. We come back on the other side of this quick break. Matt Bragg, your calls and more. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that
It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You know, if you want to know why they did the whole Jim Acosta thing and he had bumped in the lady and grabbed her, and then they simply put out fake video, it's to change the subject from Ginsburg breaking three of her ribs and looking like the Crypt Keeper and another Supreme Court justice getting racked up for Trump in America, to change the subject from the corrupt AG being removed. It's to change the subject of the left lazing all the right-wing and patriot targets right now. That's what it is. We're going to your phone calls. Everybody's welcome. Here's our four-person roundtable and the caller. That makes five. Pop in on these topics here. But it's really hard to overstate how amazing it is. So I want to just get each of you for 1 minute before we go to calls. What it's like to finally see Sessions, everything we wanted out, and then now it's here and we're kind of just moved on past it, and there's a fire-breathing guy that sees what's going on and has got them so scared. Let's go to Michael Graves and then Owen Schroyer and then Matt Bracken.
Well, I just pulled up an article that says, you know, Rachel Maddow is one of the people behind these protests that's happening. This is a break the glass in case of emergency plan to protect the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, that's Holder runs that.
To protect the lies and the...
We've got to go out and go to your house and threaten you because of the...
So... Yeah, the marches are being sponsored by Indivisible.org, which is a liberal activist group made up of former congressional staffers. That's on the up and up.
Yeah, what it means, a bunch of leftist spooks are going out run by Holder to people's houses. I'm glad you brought that up. Guys, print that for me, because Soros is involved, MoveOn's involved. Read that article, Michael Graves. That's so key.
It's from Grabby News or Graby News. The group is demanding Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker disclaim any authority over the Robert Mueller Russia probe,
which he's already refused.
Maddow's MSNBC colleague Matt Miller earlier Wednesday called for taking the streets in response to Sessions' fire.
Because this was all a hoax, setting up this group, doing it. Now that the new Attorney General, the Acting Attorney General, is saying he's not going to do this, Owen, what do you expect him to do?
Well, I think we know what they're going to do. Eventually, they're going to get even more violent. They'll start doing marches. But, Alex, I kind of want to just zoom out and talk about the larger picture here for a second. You know, this society has become so perverted and so corrupt that it's just inevitable. We have more perversion, corruption, criminal activity, and we're just totally inept from any morals. We're totally inept from God. And greed and lust and perversion and deception rue the day. So this is the spiritual battle that eventually had to be here. Humanity, the West, had become so corrupt, had become so sick, so deceived, and so just inept of morals or God that this is the culmination of all of it, Alex. This is humanity finally deciding we're done living in a perverse society. We're done living in a West that's so corrupt where we don't even know what freedom is anymore. We're done having tyrants run our country. We're done with the lies. And it's a spiritual battle. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be easy. But humanity has finally reached this point where we've seen what would become in the mirror. And some of us reject it and get violent. Others want to fix it.
And let's expand on that. The left went, oh, party, do whatever you want. Anything goes except my free speech or raising my kids the way I want or living my life. And now they've really shown themselves as the authoritarians. Matt Bracken?
Yeah, whether you are a believer in God or in natural law, which could, you know, in a sense, be on the same side, this level of perversion and taking humanity towards areas that are so far out of bounds, the snapback was inevitable. The pendulum returning is inevitable. What's different, though, is that we have such a technologically complex society that if there are, you know, massive riots that lead to looting, the whole thing can go down the tubes because, you know, it'll be impossible to sustain this type of an economy if there are, you know, highways being blocked, railroads being sabotaged, things
sure,
like that.
Sure, no one believes you can have a world war until 50 million die. Everybody thinks it goes on forever until you realize how fragile it is.
Yeah, I want to make a point about what you said, lazing, the left lazing. That's exactly right. The Kavanaugh hearings showed that the Democrats and the media were willing to participate in an all-out character assassination and totally lie about it. And even as the false witnesses are revealed, they don't care. It's a tactic. It's like what Harry Reid said. You know, well, it worked, didn't it? You're lying about tax returns. So what we're seeing is that the left and the media will absolutely lie. They will point at the sky and say that it's green or purple and with a straight face. But, and I wrote about this in a short story called What I Saw at the Coup, at a certain point, the media will become targeted, and you know that when they become an active participant in this civil war, when they become, you know, virtually the Goebbels of the left, then they become part of, you know, one of the soldiers, and they can't then expect to be in some sacrosanct bubble. You know, look at what happens.
Well, they know that. That's why they're preemptively doing it. You're right. Pastor Sam in Texas. Pastor Sam, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air.
I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. That is out of Ezekiel 38, and it's exactly what the roundtable is discussing right now. I'd encourage the InfoWarriors to look at it. I've been pounding the pavement pretty hard, Alex, and I've got 20 things to say. I'd like to just pick one or two. We have some elected representatives that have gone on the war path, and they're being suppressed. We need to get in and really call them. Rep. Steve King out of Iowa, Senator Jim Inhofe out of Oklahoma, he just laid out his funding plan for the border wall, and it's almost nowhere in the news. I was at that conference. I asked some questions to the senator, and we had a good talk about that, which can be found if you bring up Pastor Sam hyphen Inhofe. You won't find it anywhere else on the net. What was really discussed in his press conference, because this is what the news is trying to do. But it's time for us as a land of unwalled villages to fortify our defenses and to really strengthen ourselves and be ready for battle. I appreciate you, Alex, as a battlefield commander, going out to each foxhole and saying, okay, no more 50% alert. Everybody's got to be awake all the time, all night long, because now's the time that the attack's coming. That's always a shock to the young soldier, but the grizzled veterans know it, and you're 100% right. One more thing. Austin PD, it's time for you to be on the side of right. We know the Patriots know all about Dr. Terry Allen's organ trafficking ring. We know how many exchange students have disappeared and walked out of his house in 15 igloo coolers. It is time for you to stand up to the wicked powers that are right here in this capital city and to take them down. Hold them accountable to the law. To the law. That's all we ask is Patriots.
All right, Pastor, I don't know about igloo coolers and stuff, but I appreciate your point. The point that we're an open, free society. That's being exploited. Let's jam in one more here. Let's go ahead and talk to Golda in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for having me on. So this whole Jim Acosta thing, we're all talking about how he's touching a woman's arm and talking about video editing. We're missing the big point. He doesn't follow directions in these press briefing rooms. That itself is a form of violence. When I was watching him, you know, kind of challenging the president, getting rough, he was less than 2 feet away from the president, not following directions, not listening to people, you know, fighting this lady. I think that the reason why they want him in that press briefing room and all these journalists are there is to kind of be a Trojan horse or inspire some sort of crazy to actually attack the president. I don't think
you're saying Acosta could be used at a later point as a distraction or some of a foil.
Right. I think what's really happening is they're all part of the resistance. CNN actually supports Antifa, right?
Oh, no, CNN is a dedicated foreign offshore criminal institution. Great points. Let me get Matt Bracken and our other guest take on that and a few more calls. And then you got to get suited up. The War Room. 3 to 6 p.m.
I'll take all these callers on the War Room that don't make it here, Alex.
They can transfer those over. All right. We'll be right back, folks. But the big news is we got a new attorney general. We'll get your takes on that, too. When we come back, all hell's breaking loose, and we're covering it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Uncensored and really hated by the globalists.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, sir. We got a great crew here, you know. You know, a lot of our crew are former members of Legion of Doom. No, seriously, let's get serious. Ginsburg hospitalized with broken ribs. Man, more bad news, I tell you. Texas judge releases juvenile defendants after losing election. South African whites barred from registering on government jobs website. Now, see, if I'm against whites being discriminated against, I'm a white supremacist. But I wouldn't want to hear that blacks anywhere were barred because, you know, I believe in Martin Luther King and common sense. But over there, ZeroHedge.com and something on Infowars.com, they're taking the land. They're saying you can't register. Whites can't have jobs. Wow, that's what Hitler did to the Jews. Baby trafficking ring busted in massive raid. That's up on Infowars.com. 5-month-old baby rescue. This is happening everywhere. A multi-1,000% increase. Even NPR has to report on it. But they say Trump's not doing anything. That's what's scary to me. is to watch national news go, Jones claims there's pedophile rings. The Pope's about to step down because of it. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com, former Navy SEAL terrorism expert. I almost feel guilty that I haven't been more chicken with the head cut off today with Antifa activating 900 events, harassing people. Like you said, they're creating the atmosphere. They don't even know why they've been sent. I know why from my own research and sources. I was told 6 months ago, if you see Antifa start going to people's houses all over, that they don't know they're being set up. That means that the deep state criminal elements are preparing a coup against the entire nationalist resistance. And when I did a video on that, they flipped out, lied about what I said, and took it down. So they're particularly scared of this analysis. And I've learned, over the target, get the flack. I get more flack on this than anything else, and now it's manifesting. You're a smart guy. In closing comments, what do you think's going on?
Well, we're going to see it turn the corner when it goes from mobs outside of houses to targeted assassination. And the targeted assassinations will be just as likely to be a false flag as not. And another factor is our weaponized lunatics, especially in the internet era. It's particularly easy to find somebody who's labile and susceptible and then spin them up and turn them into a human weapon. I'm not saying that any of the recent ones, like the fake bomber in his van, he was practically a walking advertisement. Please weaponize me for some purpose. I'm an idiot and I'll do anything. But another factor in here that we're seeing in the California case, the Thousand Oaks case, we're going to see, especially with the new Democratic Congress, a really harsh crackdown on anybody that's ever visited a shrink or taken any kind of a psychotropic drug being forbidden to own firearms. And this will be another way to ratchet the pressure on conservatives. We saw in Maryland a couple days ago the first red flag fatality where the police went to somebody's house to confiscate his weapons because I forget what the issue was, a restraining order or something. But
it was a divorce, yeah.
But the guy, you know, got into a tussle with the cops and he's dead. So you want to get the conservatives spun up to spin get the overall speed of this thing moving faster and faster. Find ways, backdoor ways to threaten to take away conservatives.
No, I get it. That's why I'm not really covering those, is because I get it's an attempt to provocate. You're absolutely right. Matt Bracken, great job. We'll talk to you again soon. Michael Graves, Owen Schroyer. Owen, you got the war room coming up here in just a few minutes. You guys got an event, two events, a flag laying event. People say, oh, big flag laying. They hate our veterans. They hate our dead. Nothing triggers them like the veneration of sacrifice. Very important ritual. And then the unborn. You're going to honor the dead that stood up for freedom, and you're going to honor the unborn.
Yeah, and again, Alex, this is mass genocide happening in America. And, I mean, if you want to do the identity politics, millions and millions of black babies in New York are aborted.
It's like 70% of the blacks are aborted in New York.
That are even born. So it's a really sad story. So we're raising issue to this. And, you know, there's so many great veterans that have done so much for this country, even after they serve. You know, the least I can do, I mean, my grandfather served as well. The least I can do is go out and lay a flag and honor their sacrifice on the Marine's birthday. And I'm going to be honored to be joined by a bunch of Marines who are joining me. So that's at Texas State Cemetery. What was it, guys? Navasota Street here in Austin, Texas. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning if you want to join us there. And then at 1 o'clock at the Planned Parenthood in South Austin on Ben White Boulevard. That's the Stop the Government Funding of Abortion. Because here's the thing, Alex. There's nothing I can do personally.
No, I agree. If you want a nose job or to have your balls chopped off, I shouldn't have to pay for the sex change. And don't make me pay, you're going to kill your baby.
Exactly. So right now it's legal to abort your baby, and that's fine. But it should be totally illegal to take government funds to pay for it.
Which Travis County is the only one in Texas makes you pay.
And also, they fund the Democrat Party. So it's totally illegal. So we're gonna raise some awareness there. And it's going to be a great event, just with great people.
Yeah, folks, be there. We appreciate you spending an hour and a half with us. Michael Graves, again, official michaelgraves.com, former head of the Misfits, great band on your own, have a lot of courage to promote freedom. Closing comments about this amazing, epic transmission.
Well, we talked a lot today about energy, and I guess my message is to the patriots and the believers out there is to remember that Lucifer, Satan, is not the opposite of God. It's not God's equal on the other side. Lucifer, Satan, the accuser, the spirit of false.
He's a con artist.
He's our adversary. He's ours, not God's. not God's. God has control over everything. He's ours, and we have to continue to fight and push back, and it is my honor to be here and to be on the team.
But you're right. I mean, he's our tester. He's not equal to God. He's a joke to God. He's at our level.
Yes, yes. And he is running rampant. Remember, be vigilant, right, and sober-minded, because the devil roams the earth looking for souls to devour, roaring like a lion.
And Alex, I think the big news of the day here, as we're about to conclude here, I'm going to take all your calls on the War Room, by the way. So callers that didn't get in, you can...
Marshall and Tim and Chris and Jeff and Dre and Jacob and Ryan, and we'll plug it around here in a moment. Go ahead.
I think, Alex, it's clear what's happening right now. The deep state, the globalists, believed they had Jeff Sessions under control, so they didn't, you know, pull the plug. They didn't light the dynamite. Now,
well, Trump was getting ready.
Now that Sessions is out, they don't think they have control over Whitaker, and they're totally afraid. So now they have to pull that cork. They have to let the flood.
The race is on. All right, pull that back up, because they want me to plug, but I'm not. Just InfoWarsStore.com, water filters, T-shirts, books, supplements. If you don't support us, we won't be here. And then we really need your support, so thank you all for support. InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, share the articles, the videos. That's what really matters, because when I say they're getting ready for civil war, folks, it's already been initiated. It's on. We've gone down the slide. It's here. So we have up to 67% off products at InfoWarsStore.com. The new X3, it's got three types of iodine. It's even better. Check that out. Real quick here, let's jam another caller. Sean in Florida, you say censorship, Dems, violence turning up, civility. What do you think's going on?
Hey, AJ, Owen, the Destroyer, Matt, you guys, I love you guys. You're patriots, man. Absolute patriots. I'm totally disgusted, me and my wife, with the politics now. They say more civility after they won some of the, you know, the House. It's absolutely absurd. I can't believe it. I talked to you when you were on Clyde Lewis and on his program, and, you know, how, what a kind of a patriot you were. And all the facts that you come out with, all the people you've had on your program, everybody. I mean, you had senators, congressmen, people, you know, of valor and distinction on your program. Everything you say is pretty much always spot on. These people are lunatics. I can't even talk to my mother. My mother is like an atheist. And you know, I'm a libertarian Christian, and I can't even talk to my mother. You know what I mean? I mean,
well, it's not her fault. So she's in a trance. She's in a trance, but I hear you. What do we do?
I can't break her out of it, man. I can't break her, you know, and I'm not going to try. She's old. She's 80 years old. But still, the whole thing is, the bottom line is, how can you threaten the president with death, you know, and not
Acosta pushed that woman. I've had family call this morning and said, why'd you fake a video?
Alex, you get banned from social media for just making a comment that's all about free speech, Second Amendment. They ban you from social media.
I said, you little jerk. You've gotten me banned and you brag. You little twerp in public and I'm banned. And then they're like, oh, go to people's houses and threaten them.
They're doxing people. They're inciting violence. They're doing all this and they're perfectly allowed to. I mean, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Well, listen, they got the system on their side. It's all rigged. The good news is their time's coming to an end. Sean, epic times. What do you think of this new attorney general? I think by the response we've seen, that he's real.
I think it's awesome. I think we need a clean house once and for all. I'm so pissed off. You know, I'm a registered Democrat for 34 years. I swear to God. I mean, I have my registration still. I vote Republican all the way down the line because of the situation that we're in. Attorney general, awesome. Awesome. I mean, I want this guy to clean. They need a clean house. We love the president, me and my wife, my son, my family, you know, besides my mom, you know, but we need to clean up now.
I mean, well, I agree. I'm out of time. Other callers coming up. War Room right now. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link. It's the only way we get past the censors. And you've been doing it. So the show's actually expanded. So amazing job. Michael Graves, great to meet you in person. Love your work for 20 years. All right, folks. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Get ready.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. toys. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
We're bringing